Class is over. Exams are done. I should be at home sleeping until noon.
Come on. Future grade 9 orientation day is gonna be fun.
Well, volunteering to show newbies how to find wood shop. The new student council president owes me big time.
She sure is an upgrade on
Bianca.
Ugh, even hearing her name makes me want to hurl. The further we all stay away from her, the better.
That might be tough. I saw her name on the 9-day sign-up sheet.
You're not gonna talk to her. Okay, a gang beat you up because of her. And that guy, Vince, still has a hit out on you because of her.
It's all behind me. I have a smart, amazing A-list girl now.
Bianca.
No, Katie. Adam, please, just try and keep up.
No, Bianca.
That can't be her.
It's her, standing by a car talking to some dude.
Adam, the dude is Vince.
Coming. Let's make next year's Panthers feel totally welcome.
Hey, I need a favor.
Anything for my prom date?
Can you pair me with Bianca?
Your ex? Why? I thought you hated her.
I think she's up to something.
Sounds a little paranoid.
I mean, why else would she be here? Come on, you gotta trust me. Please, tonight at prom, I'm all yours.
You'll fast dance?
Yes.
You'll slow dance?
Yes.
Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On?
Anything. I've just got to get to the bottom of this, okay?
So you gonna show me your prom outfit or not?
Hey, you're lucky you even get to go. If I wasn't in grade 11, you'd be stuck waiting tables.
Which is what my mom thinks I'm doing, in case she asks.
Okay, be honest. Do you like the tie?
My mom is gonna be back any minute.
Mom, what's the big deal?
Status update. Our parents are still dating, which means they won't be happy when they find out we are.
Can't we live dangerously?
No. After tonight, everything is dangerous. With school over and the reno done, they're gonna be suspicious every time we hang out.
Don't worry. My dad doesn't do the long-term thing. They'll break up and we'll be free to do whatever we want.
Oh, Jake, what are you doing here?
The reno. My dad wanted me to do one last water pressure check on.
Doesn't really matter. I'm glad I've got you both. Claire, what time does prom volunteering start tonight?
Why?
Glenn and I just thought we could all have dinner together. That work?
That's perfect.
Great. Can't wait. That's a disaster.
Why? We still get to go to prom and she didn't suspect a thing.
We'll miss pre-prom pictures with our friends. It's our last chance to go out with a good excuse and our parents are gonna ruin it.
Well, then we won't let them. I'll talk my dad into letting us reschedule.
You think you'd go for that?
Well, you better. Otherwise, I won't get to wear my tie.
All right, new Niners, who's ready to party, Degrassi style? Welcome to grade 9 orientation. My name is Katie Matlin, and I'll be your student council president next year.
School's out for summer.
School's out forever, dude.
Get that prom playlist?
Yeah, thanks, man.
Think you'll find there's a string of sad songs that'll make the lonely girls feel extra lonely. You know, maybe someone need a shoulder to cry on, then you swoop in.
Thanks, man, but I'm okay.
You already found another date?
Remember when I said that there was nothing going on with me and Miss O?
No way.
She gave me her phone number for when school's over.
And now school's over.
Yeah, so I thought tonight would be the perfect night for our first date.
You lucky bastard. Sat for the win. Woo!
Now everyone to your stations and have fun.
Hey, can we talk for a sec?
I thought we weren't talking at all. This is us.
We should start.
I saw you with Vince.
So? Why do you care what I do?
You know I have that restraining order against him, right? What were you two talking about?
It's really none of your business, Drew.
Hey, Bickersons. Why can't I get on to YouTube?
Just drop it, okay?
Fine. Consider it dropped. Future Niners await us.
I'm here for orientation, and I have yet to...
Hey! Big Red! Just because you're new here doesn't mean that I won't stuff you into a locker. But if you pay attention, I could teach you how to avoid that fate. That goes for all of you, capiche? Okay, and this is the Resource Center, a fancy name for the computer room. If you're a keener, you'll probably spend most of your spare time here getting your homework done. If you're looking for somewhere to socialize, this isn't it. That goes for social networking, too. As your friend Big Red here discovered, social networking sites are blocked.
Hi.
I know we shouldn't be seen together at school, but, I gotta inspect this oboe. So I'm not your student anymore.
No, we're a couple of adults.
Who should go on a date tonight?
What about prom?
I'll skip it.
But I have to chaperone. Tomorrow?
I gotta drive Allie to Ottawa for that science thingy. The next night.
I'm away getting my music accreditation for 6 weeks.
Seriously? But after that, I leave for university.
Maybe some things are better left unfinished.
Yeah, maybe. The oboe's fine, by the way.
She's dating Vince. The guy who wants to kill me is her boyfriend.
Vince? You sure?
Sweetie, hun, boo. They're all there on the text to each other. She's messing with me, Adam. Why else would she even be here?
Drew, just chill out. Okay, you've got a great new girlfriend, summer ahead of you, prom tonight. Just get through today and you're free.
Free of the nightmares? The PTSD? I can't live in fear anymore, Adam.
Well, what if you confront her, she gets pissed off and tells him? What if that makes him come back for you?
I've been training all semester for this. I'll be ready.
Thought you were done with fighting. Just let it go, man.
Well, I may need your help on the chaplain job, just mornings next week.
Sure. So, family dinner tonight.
Yeah, Helen thought it'd be a good idea. What, you don't like her?
No, she's... Well, Miss Edwards, she's nice.
Oh, that's good. So, what, you hate dinner then?
No, it's just... Tonight's prom.
Prom? I think you're into all that stuff. Oh, I must be a girl. Hey, atta boy. I tell you what, we'll speed up the chicken, we'll skip the key lime pie, we'll get you there on time, okay?
Yeah, but we need time to get ready and
take pictures. This is important, Jake.
Well, what's the big secret?
We're getting married. What, that's it? No opinion? It'd mean a lot to me to have your approval, Jake.
If you're happy, Dad. And I'm happy.
Thanks, son. And don't let it slip to Claire, okay?
Claire.
And that's lunch. Meet in the foyer for pizza, and we'll pick you up for the afternoon session.
Wait.
What, I don't get pizza?
I know you're dating Vince.
Let me out.
Is it to get back at me? What? Are you spying on me for him? Is that it? Can you just tell me?
I'm doing this to save your life.
What?
He came back and said he'd finish you off unless I did stuff for him.
Like what?
Sell drugs, play the dutiful girlfriend. You get the picture?
Like you would do that for me.
You took the heat on Anson for me. You kept me out of juvie and... You're the one good thing I've ever had in my life. And I couldn't live with myself if you got hurt again.
You can't keep doing it.
That's why I'm here. Anything to get away from him for a few hours.
It says that kind of hold on you. Bianca, we can't let him get away with this.
Promise me you won't try anything. Please, Drew. You can't fight this battle.
We're about to start the afternoon session, and you're in here pummeling that bag. Everything okay?
I'm fine.
Did you talk to Bianca? Is she up to something?
No, but she sort of needs a favor. And I don't know if I should help her.
A favor for your ex?
A kind of over one. She's being harassed by this guy.
You've got that look in your eye again. That fear.
We've been over this in Taekwondo. What's the last tenet?
I should build a better, a more peaceful world.
Exactly. The power to strike, but the discipline to never have to.
You don't want me to help her?
There are other ways. Every journalist knows words are more powerful than fists. Please. No black eyes for prom. And wipe yourself down. We can't have some big sweaty dude scaring off all the Niners.
Hey!
Hey.
That's the hospital's most beautiful patient.
Great. Prom seating chart? You guys came here to ask me for prom help?
No, we came to see you.
How'd the surgery go?
Well, we're still waiting to make sure my body doesn't reject the kidney, but so far, so good. And the doctor said the procedure was flawless.
As with everything you do. So,
Okay, what prom help do you need?
Sorry, you just seem to be the only one who knows how to do this stuff. I have one name left, Heather Poulette, and all the senior tables are full.
You can put Heather with the swim club girls and move Zane to our table.
But Riley would hate that.
Fine, but they're serving onions with dinner.
And Heather Poulette's breath. All right, Riley can suck it up. He's gonna have to talk to Zane sometime, right?
Sav?
Are there any private corners, or adjacent rooms, or loggable closets at the prom venue?
Simpson barely let us have the prom off campus, remember? Secret rooms equals secret trouble. Why?
No, I was just wondering. You know, heaven forbid a student tries to sneak off to make out.
Sav, you are so weird sometimes. I can't believe we both dated you.
What? No. I'm charming. Man.
Yeah.
Nitrocellulose, also known as flash paper, often used by magicians. You expose it to heat and... Thank you. Next up, a Rube Goldberg machine. Now, does anyone know what it is?
Thought you bailed on me again.
Look, Bianca, I know this isn't gonna fix everything, but... It's a start.
Now, watch what happens when I said, Paul,
prom ticket?
There's an extra seat at our table. I'll give you somewhere to go tonight. We'll figure the rest out later.
And your girlfriend doesn't mind?
No. She'll be cool. It's fine.
I don't know what to say.
Here,
I'll put it in your purse. I don't want you to miss the show.
Neat, huh? Okay, I got one more trick for you. Hey, what do you think will happen when I add yeast to hydrogen peroxide? Ha! What's this? Like the pride you will soon have in your new school, the beaker is overflowing with Degrassi blue.
Oh, thank you.
Sure. Light or dark meat?
Oh, come on, Ellen. You know I'm a leg man.
Glenn?
I can't believe we're missing prom for this.
So, Miss Helen, you think you and Claire will brave the cabin this summer?
Your father's been trying to get me to go up there. What's it like?
Oh, this time of year, it's beautiful. The wolves are howling, the fish are biting, and the only tweets are made by birds.
Sounds rustic.
I think it's just important that we spend more time together.
Well, I couldn't agree more, Jake, which is why I think it is time for a little announcement.
This may seem sudden, but Glenn and I have known each other for a long time, and we love each other very much. And so, oh no, we're getting married.
That's so great. Oh, congratulations. That, isn't that great, Claire?
Claire Bear?
I don't know what to say.
I guess we're just really surprised.
I can't believe you're just not gonna let it go. So's a woman.
I don't have any other choice, man. There's no private rooms at the prom venue, and after that, we're both away. Maybe we'll hook up someday, but...
Someday, Sav, if you don't prove you're the man now, she's always gonna see you as a student. Kid.
Okay, so what do you want me to do?
Find a way, overcome the odds. Create a movie-level romantic moment and get the girl. Did you grow the beard for nothing?
No.
Then put it to use, tonight. You in a tux, looking manly, Miss Owen a slinky dress, romantic music in the air?
Yeah, no, it's gotta be tonight.
Has to be tonight.
Okay, but like how? You know, where do I unleash this romance?
You know where everyone at Degrassi won't be tonight?
Degrassi.
It has to be tonight, dude.
Whoa, man. Don't you have a restraining order? I ain't trying to catch any trouble.
I won't tattle if you don't.
Where's B?
She couldn't make it. I've been afraid of you for far too long. I'm not backing down now.
You looking for a fight?
No. Just want to talk. All right.
I'm listening.
So, don't you think it's a tad quick to be getting married?
I don't know. We both know we want this. Why wait?
Because you just got divorced.
Claire, we're not getting younger. Companionship is important at our age, and we love each other.
And what about me? Did you feel like involving me in this decision?
Oh. Well, I mean, of course we want you to be involved. I was hoping you'd be my maid of honor. Goody.
Is that the real time? Can we get a lift to prom? Claire, you have to volunteer, right?
How can you not be freaking out right now?
Let's just get ready for prom. Dad?
Yeah, I think we're all done here.
No, not yet. I have an announcement, too. Jake and I are dating, and we have been for a while, probably as long as you two.
Jake?
You can't be serious.
Yep, we've all got surprises.
Well, then... I'm sorry, but it obviously has to stop.
Really? Really? Mom, you're gonna drop this bomb and then try to tell me what to do? I'm out of here.
Wait, let's talk about this.
Claire.
Don't, just... I'll meet you at prom. I need some time.
Bianca and me, our debts are paid.
That's so.
Well, between the beatdown your thugs gave me and all the extra time Bianca's put in, I'd say we're pretty well even.
Bianca talks a lot like that. Always comes back, though.
Not this time. This ends now. You'll find yourself in a lot more trouble than violating a restraining order. Bianca knows things.
All right. Fine, I'll stay away.
Hello? Oh, hey, Bianca. Yeah, I have your phone. Sorry, I must have grabbed it by accident. Yeah, of course we're still on for prom. I'll meet you there. Okay. Bye. So this is over, right?
Yeah, man. It's over.